Dan Campbell versus everybody. Let's talk about this. We have audio from Dan Campbell yesterday talking about the roster, and he was gushing. I mean, he loves this team. Back-to-back division titles. One seed last year. Roster better than it's ever been. As deep as they've ever been. High floor. Don't see some kind of collapse happening. Yet, they're the most bet team to miss the playoffs. And there is a degree of, well, what about this and what about this and what about... I feel like the Lions have become one of the most polarizing teams in the NFL. People that expect this big step back versus fans that are dug in and entrenched like, no, damn it, we're going to be right in the mix to compete for a championship again. And we want to know what you choose to believe as we count down the days until Green Bay hosts the Lions week one. 248-539-9797. To me, I think the pessimism has gone too far. The schedule's tough. They also have the best rest edge in the NFL, meaning they're going to have the most off days compared to their opponents to account for some of these challenges on the schedule. They lose Ben Johnson. Well, it's a good thing they bring back most of the personnel offensively. They lose Aaron Glenn. It's a good thing Aiden Hutchinson's healthy. I understand a step back. What I don't understand is the pessimism surrounding this football team. I'm glad Dan Campbell said what he said. They do feel like they're another loaded roster competing for a championship.
You know what it's like? It's almost like Republican Democratic talking points. Whatever side you're on, you adopt the talking points. The negative talking points are crazy. Bitch of a schedule. Mm-hmm. Impossible. You got to go to Kansas City early. You got to go to Baltimore early. You got to start at Green Bay. That's going to be very difficult. People talk about the new coordinators. People talk about the interior offensive line because Frank Ragnow retired. Everybody's talking about the negatives. It's wild because nobody, and Wojo and I did this yesterday, nobody talks about the fact that you still have elite talent. You still have, as you mentioned, the number one offense coming back from last season. But more than anything, the defense is back and healthy. And have you even looked at the defensive depth chart? Like, let's say you're not satisfied with the edge situation. Whatever. Okay, cool. The defensive line should still be okay. And you add Tyleek and you wait for Aleem to come back. Your linebackers are pretty good. Fair?
Yes.
Your secondary situation's very good. Fair?
Very, very good.
So you lost last year to the Commanders because your defense was decimated by injuries.
In part.
Yeah, I think mostly. And you still scored 30 points, even though you turned over the ball five times. But you still scored 30 points. I'm telling you, even if you had that same offensive game plan and you still screwed up like you did, but you had a healthy defense, I still think you win that game. I guess the point is, the defense is so much better than it will have been last season. I don't get the negativity. I don't. And this is from a guy like me that's usually negative.
Yeah. So which camp are you in? 248-539-9797. What do you choose to believe? This belief that attrition and the loss of coordinators and the trenches and edge and the schedule and miss the playoffs? Step back? Is this team going to fight to win 10 games? Their over-under is set at 10.5. Or are you of the belief like, this team's going to still win this division. They're going to win like 12 football games. Like they're going to go out there and beat people up. They're a problem. They're going to have a top five offense and a top 10 defense. And if the offensive line gels, they can win the whole Super Bowl.
Right. More than anything, you just hit the nail on the head, right? Like, it's going to probably start a little shaky.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, uh-oh, Jared Goff, uh-oh, not protected, pressure, pressure, pressure. But the end of the schedule, kind of easier.
Yeah.
They will have a whole season to kind of get it together. Your words, gel. And I wouldn't want to see the Lions in the postseason. Listen, I don't think they're going to win 15 games. I don't think they're going to win 13 games. But you know what? They're going to make the postseason. You get in. Nobody cares about the one seed anymore. No. Nobody cares about winning the division. Nobody cares about home field throughout. Get in the tournament, see what happens. But so many people are like, no, this is the... Like, some dude on Colin Cowherd, I forget the guy's name.
McIntyre.
Yes. He went on yesterday and
said... The window was closed.
A lot of people believe that. I don't get the negativity.
I don't either. It's like... You've been given a license to acknowledge the Lions won't win 15 games, and you've just taken it to the extreme. Well, they're going to win 9.
Right.
They're going to win 8. It's going to be a collapse. Where is that coming from?
So Dan Miller had an interesting point. He said, is it fair to say there's like a malaise of Lions fans right now?
Maybe.
Okay. So like you go back a couple years ago, 2022, they finished 8-2. They should have made the playoffs. They got screwed in that Rams Seahawks game, right?
Yeah.
But you were excited for the next year. You're like, this team's going someplace. Mm-hmm. Next year, NFC title game. And even though you blew it, 17-point lead, second half, you know, Kendall Vildor face mask, you thought, couple tweaks, you're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Or at least go there.
They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, hanging out in the car, ready to go. Super Bowl pick for many hosts on the station.
And you went 15-2.
Yep.
Now that you lost to the Commanders, it's almost like the momentum has stalled, and it's almost like, geez, we've tried everything, we've done everything, we've made it maybe to the highest ceiling, what do we do now? And I think it's a good point, because I think the feeling this year is nothing matters except getting to the big game.
Yeah, look, I still want home field. I still want one less playoff game to play. I know people are scarred from it. I just don't know that it's going to happen. I would concede that point. That they're not going to have the one seed given the schedule they play.
Right.
All the tough games are on the road. And I know they were road warriors last season, but they're going to lose some of those games, whether it's at Kansas City, at Philadelphia, at Baltimore. Right. Then throw in,
at Philly.
The next tier is, you know, your Commanders and your Bengals. And if those quarterbacks have a hot day and you can't keep up, they're going to lose some games. I don't know that they'll be the one seed. But to your point, all that matters, the only thing that will define this football team is, once they get in the playoffs, are they able to beat people up? Can they win the Super Bowl? And I still feel like they can win the Super Bowl today.
Like, even if they're 3-3 after six.
Yes.
I think Detroit will freak out collectively. But I'm not certain that you should, considering the tough schedule early on. I mean, hell, at least you're playing these teams like at Baltimore in the good weather, as opposed to the crappy weather. Like, if they were to lose to Cleveland at home, or if they were to lose to Ben Johnson in Chicago at home, if those two things were to happen, then yes, freak the F out. But I don't think those things are going to happen.
Like, I think Baltimore's a matchup nightmare. I think they have
I don't think they win that game.
The back seven to cover the skill players in Detroit, and they can run the rock and keep you off the field, and it's
pressure
at their house.
You? Yeah.
But what does that mean? The season's going to go off the rails? I don't.
So
I
what
don't.
Do you think the biggest thing is for people? Is it the schedule? Is it the coordinators? What talking point is it that really has people afraid?
We're talking Lions. I think they've become one of the most polarizing teams in football. They're a very popular fade team, the most bet team to miss the playoffs. At the same time, Dan Campbell's telling you, this is the best the roster's ever been. A roster that won 15 games last year, had the one seed, and had a path paved to the Super Bowl.
Can I ask you a dumb question before we get to the calls?
Yeah.
So for the Lions to miss the postseason, it's like plus 165.
It's not a big payout.
It's not even worth it.
Well, I think that tells you, though, if people are betting it, they're not doing it because they're getting some ginormous payout.
They
they're doing
it
because they believe it. And I said to you, I go, I thought we banished a lot of the doubts.
So you know what it is?
What?
It's going back to old Lions behavior. It really is. And I understand we want to believe we're new and we're the new fans that go to Meijer every Sunday in our Lions gear. And, you know, we weren't watching 10 years ago, but we're watching now. But I'm telling you, the second, we're still very fragile as a fan base. So the second things might go wrong, people go back, they revert to how it used to be, where it's like fetal position every Sunday, we're going to lose, we're going to lose, we're never going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, let's talk
about it. And they're kind of back to that.
Well, let's talk about it. I think there's a few concerns that people reiterate often. One is the schedule.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
It's a bitch.
A lot of big games and a lot of big road games. One thing that's not getting talked about enough is this rest edge. The Lions have the biggest rest edge in the NFL. What the f- does that mean? It means... It means you're going to have more time to prepare than your opponent on average. You're going to get an extra day here, an extra day there. Comes out to 13 over the course of the season. That's a big deal. That's going to help you navigate what is a gauntlet. When you want to play the physical style of football the Lions play, having an extra day here and an extra day there is going to help neutralize some of what is a tough schedule. What's the other complaint? Ben Johnson. Well, when Ben Johnson left, he said, you guys got the keys. It's turnkey. You've got all pros everywhere. Now, that was before Frank Ragnow retired, but the belief was, I still got the tools to be a top five offense in the NFL with or without Ben Johnson. And then the defensive coordinator leaving, Aaron Glenn, well, last year he helped the team stay together with all the injuries.
Yes.
You shouldn't have that many injuries on defense this
year.
In fact, the defense should be much better with Aiden Hutchinson playing a full season.
Defense should pick you up. That's the thing. If it takes the offense some time to get her going, the defense should be there for you to pick you up and hopefully steal a couple games that you might not win if they weren't there for you. The one thing I do believe is I do believe in the Ben Johnson thing, simply because if you look over the coordinators that Goff has had, he's never been better than with Ben Johnson. So I do believe he might take a step back. And we all know, too, that if pressure gets in his face, the interior line breaks down, Goff's dead.
That is the biggest concern I have, because it does ruin everything.
Oh, the QBR drops from like 82 to 17 when pressured.
If he gets pressured specifically up the middle where there's no escape hatch, he's dead.
Yes.
And the offense is dead. And that's the valid fear I have. That's the thing that's keeping me from saying they're winning the Super Bowl. But it's gone way too far now. I feel like we're too pessimistic about this football team where now we're going, they could miss the playoffs entirely. It doesn't feel like that's grounded in any reality. It's grounded in a lot of the doom and gloom of yesteryear that I thought
it's
we had
history.
Banished.
Oh, please. You don't banish that until you win a Super Bowl.
Clearly
Jim,
not.
2 years ago, they choked away their best chance to go to the Super Bowl. All our hopes and dreams could have been accomplished in 30 minutes and Reynolds couldn't catch a pass, or the ball goes off Vildor's mask, or Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down. So people remember this stuff. You can't expect Lions Nation that has been kicked in the balls so many times over the course of their life to just be confident when they're facing a little adversity. Now, once they start winning, I think you go back to the confident Lions fans.
But there's going to be some more losing this season.
Yeah, and which is fine.
And people, I think, look, they're going to learn from it. They're going to grow from it. They're going to have a chance to grow in that second half of the season. But how will people handle it? I think we're already getting a taste of how people are going to handle
it. People are really negative, which is way more negative than me. Mm-hmm. By the way, if they were to miss the postseason, that would be one of the top five most shocking Detroit sports things in the last, 20 years? Would you agree?
Yes.
I would be floored. No, Greg, no. I'd be floored if they missed the postseason.
Floor. I don't think you should be making lists of Detroit's shocking things when you put Javi Baez starting the All-Star game at number two.
Most shocking thing ever.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I just want to grab Lions fans and be like, you're good enough, you're smart enough. And
gosh darn it, people like you,
but I don't know if people like you right now. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Steve in Detroit. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Steve.
I just think there's two camps of Lions fans. There's the one camp, you know, that has been long-suffering and like, oh, my God, here we go again. And then there's the other camp that are informed football fans and look at the entirety of the league. Look how long Josh Allen has been good. And he won the MVP last year, and everybody's talking about how good Buffalo is. Look how good San Francisco is. Detroit roster even now. Can't touch that roster that San Francisco had when they were rolling with Brock Purdy and whoever they put at quarterback. And they still didn't win the Super Bowl. Look at Lamar. Lamar hasn't won the Super Bowl. It's not a guarantee if you're an informed fan. You're looking at the overall picture of the league and you're saying it's very tough. Everything went right last year up until it didn't. You went 15-2.
And
you
still
had
didn't
home field advantage, yep. And you still didn't capitalize on it.
Steve, these are two different conversations. Saying, like, I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl is not the same thing as they're missing the playoffs.
Yeah, but where was Steve at? Because at first I thought, like, he was kind of bashing fans that thought they would miss.
Yeah.
But then he kind of said, oh, look at last year. Everything went right until it went wrong. It should teach you a lesson.
I think he kind of gave us the full spectrum in one phone call. Let's get to Larry in Kalamazoo.
It was illuminating.
Larry, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Larry.
So, I'm in the positive camp here. I got a couple of reasons. The first one is, I think at the end of the day, players make plays. And the Lions have one of the most talented rosters in football, right? Yeah, everybody wants to point to the replacing both coordinators. Well, replacing both coordinators doesn't mean you fall off a cliff. The Philadelphia Eagles replaced both coordinators. And yeah, the first time they did it, they lost three more games. They didn't fall off a cliff. They still made the playoffs.
Right. That's why you don't give Patricia one of those jobs.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. If they hadn't hired Patricia, who knows?
And then, you know, they also don't talk about is the Eagles replaced both their coordinators last year and won the Super Bowl.
Also, good note. Yes. Replacing coordinators isn't inherently a bad thing. It's going to be dependent on did you replace them well.
Right. And then I think at that point, I really think it comes down to the base question is, do you trust Dan Campbell? Right?
And the answer is yes.
Because if you trust Dan Campbell to hire the right guys and to make the right decisions, then this isn't even a conversation.
Right. And they promoted from within on defense, and Morton had been here previously.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be radically different. They're going to be doing a lot of the same things that made them the number one offense in football. Can they get away without having Ragnow and Zeitler? I think that's the only question I have.
That's the biggest question.
Yeah.
Because if they can't, they're not going to go anywhere. But
well, they'll still make the playoffs, though.
Yes, because they're going to beat a lot of bad teams at home.
And they'll win this division, I would think.
I don't know.
Okay.
If the offensive line doesn't work out, I don't know that they win the division. Now, with that being said, I mean, who will? Are you sold on the Packers? I'm not sold on the Vikings. I'm not sold on the Bears.
Right. 17-3 the last 20 games, Dan Campbell in this division. I think they're winning this division. Okay. If the offensive line doesn't, my word was gel, if the offensive line doesn't figure it out, they won't win a Super Bowl. They won't advance far in the postseason. But I think the conversation is not even about the Super Bowl to some of these people. It's like a complete collapse, which I don't understand.
No, that's insane. That's the part that's crazy.
It's like they've added it all up. They go schedule plus coordinators plus offensive line plus Davenport equals disaster.
Right, plus you didn't get an edge. No, you're absolutely right. The funny thing is, I am an SOL-ologist. I feel I'm an expert at the history of same old Lions.
Don't laugh. He is, people. Certifiable.
I believe in it. I have books on it. My first bestseller is coming out very soon on it. And even SOL would not write you out of the postseason. You get in the postseason, you get popped by 50. That's SOL. You're not missing the postseason.
And again, the people making these bets aren't getting paid 10 to 1.
Well, that's the crazy thing, too.
They're not even being rewarded. Yeah, because you truly believe they're going to take that big a step back. And it's funny, I'm looking down at
it. It's just the best odds of a good team missing, and it's still plus 165, so it's even money or plus money.
How about this? We'll let the people explain themselves. I'm looking down, and I got positive, I got negative. I got positive, I got negative. What do you choose to believe? It's 97.1.